Racist lady demands I speak English in her presence. Years later, I fire her from her dream job. Here's what happened. Subscribe to Am I the Jerk on YouTube and hit the bell for notifications. This story begins when I was a freshman in high school. After school, on most weekdays, I would walk to my uncle's house to babysit my little cousin. My cousin was about 2 or 3 years old at the time, and liked to go to the public park that was directly in front of my uncle's house. It was a simple park, about the size of a football field, with a playground in one corner and the rest all being grass. One particular day, my cousin's begging me to go to the park, so I take him. For a while, we were the only ones there. My cousin is too scared to go down the slide from the top by himself, so I was picking him up and letting him slide about halfway. He was having a great time and laughing. Soon a lady comes up with her daughter and they start playing on the swing set. Well, the lady was sitting on the bench and her daughter was trying to play on the swing set. Now, here's an important point of the story. When I speak with my little cousin, I speak in our native language. He can understand English, but I'm just so used to speaking my native language with my family that it just happens naturally. So I'm speaking to my cousin, trying to encourage him to go up to the top of the slide, and he's on his way up, psyching himself up. Then I hear the lady yell out,
"Hey, you need to speak English when you're around me."
Huh? I'm just telling him to—
"This is America. We speak English here."
I'm just trying to play with my cousin. He doesn't speak English too well. I lied. He understood English.
"I don't care. You speak English when you're around me and my daughter."
So I'm ticked off. I've had my experience with racism, especially post 9/11. I'm Indian, but I look very Arab and got harassed a lot after 9/11. This, however, was different. I'm just here with a child and he was visibly having an awesome time playing at the playground. There was no reason for this lady to impose her crap on me. So I decide, screw it. If she wants me to speak English, here, have it. I turn to my cousin and say, "Hey, let's ignore the witch," and continue to speak in my native language to tell him to slide down.
"What did you just call me?"
"Oh, I called you a witch because that's what you're being."
"I'm gonna call my husband. He's gonna kick your butt."
At this point, I feel the need to try and get out of there, so I start telling my cousin it's time to go. While I'm trying to leave, she keeps yelling and screaming at me about how her husband's on his way, and he's gonna kick my butt and blah blah blah, and even says she's gonna call the cops because she doesn't know whose kid I'm with. Anyway, I leave and get home. I was paranoid for a few weeks after that incident, thinking the cops were going to want to talk to me or something. I avoided the park for a while. I told my uncle what happened and he agreed that I should avoid the park for a while too. Fast forward to the present and it's been over 10 years. I've graduated high school and got a job at this plant. The thing about this plant is that it's one of the few places in my city that pays well over minimum wage. A lot of the people in my city try super hard to get into this plant, but few do. Most people end up moving out of my city or commuting over an hour away where all the good jobs are. Another important note, and I'm not trying to brag or anything, but through a series of promotions I got due to actually having computer skills and being at the right place at the right time when certain people retired, I ended up becoming the number 2 at the plant. I have a really good plant manager who has a lot of faith in me, and he's taken me under his wing. So one of my job responsibilities is hiring people and making sure they get trained properly. A couple weeks ago, we had to let one of our office ladies go because reasons. So I called up the placement agency I use and let them know I need an office administrator type person on Monday. Monday comes around and guess who shows up? Yep, you guessed it. It's the racist lady from the park. She, for whatever reason, doesn't recognize me, but be assured I recognize her. Her face is ingrained into my brain. I go through the typical introductions and pass her off to HR for a bit to make sure she fills out some paperwork. After all that, I give her a tour of the plant and let her know which areas she's allowed to go into and which areas she's not. I pass her off to the ladies in the office and let them start training her. That's most of my interaction with her. I'd pop by the office throughout the week to see how she was doing and get any updates on her performance. I start to think about what I'm going to do. Do I want to keep this lady on staff? Is it even worth taking any revenge? If yes, what should I do? I finally made my decision on Thursday. See, through my conversations with her, I found out she's been wanting to get into this plant for a long time. This was like a dream job for her. The placement agency was sending her over an hour away to commute, and she ended up quitting and letting the agency know she preferred somewhere closer. I decided I'm gonna lead her on, and make it seem like she's gonna be staying with the company, and then let her go unexpectedly. So on Thursday, I set up an appointment with her to finish up some training. I just had a PowerPoint presentation I went over with the new employees. In the training, I get to talk to her a little more and ask her if she's been living in the city for a while. She says yes, and I ask her what part. She mentioned she lives near the park near my uncle's house. I let her know, oh, I used to go to that park all the time. I used to take my little cousin, but I stopped because I ran into this racist lady one day who threatened to have her husband beat me up because she wanted me to speak English. Her face changed. It's a weird thing, I noticed. Her face went from kinda happy to straight scared. I think she finally remembered me. I concluded the training and didn't say anything else. Friday came and she showed up to work. When she went to lunch, I called the placement agency and told them to call her and let her know not to show up after lunch. We won't be needing her anymore. I could do this because she wasn't an actual employee. We just had a contract through the agency and didn't need any valid reason to let her go. There was also just something very satisfying about firing someone while they were at lunch. I mean, you didn't say it to her face, but I guess she knows the reason she got let go. Goes to show you that karma'll come back around. It's been over 10 years, and that one crappy interaction she had really cost her a lot in the long run. That could have been a long-term or permanent position for her, in something that would have paid her a lot more and been a lot closer. That's kind of what everyone wants, I think, at the end of the day, in terms of a job. Too bad she had to go and be a jerk and screw it all up. Can't say I blame our original poster, though. You don't want to work with someone with that kind of attitude, even if it was 10 years ago. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below. And don't forget to subscribe. Bartender tries to throw me out, not realizing I'm an employee. So I'm a party host at my place of work, which happens to be attached to a bar. Both businesses are owned by the same man and work hand in hand. I've been an employee on my half for a little over a year now, yet I never made a run down to the bar before. Until yesterday. I'm 18, but I must have been mistaken for 13 numerous times. Regardless, I'm far too young to be sat in a bar. For the party I was working, though, I had to make rundowns to the bar to get the food for my party. So I head down and grab some of the food from the kitchen and start taking it over. I delivered maybe half the food when, on my way back to the kitchen, I hear a lady yell something. I'm a bit on the skittish side, so if someone yells, I'm like a deer in the headlights. I turn and see the bartender pointing at me, and she calls me over. I walk towards her like an apprehensive squirrel, and she grabs my arm and tells me I have to leave while she drags me to the door. I was stunned, but I still had the sense to dig my heels in and nearly drag her down. Once she recovered from suddenly holding 95 pounds of dead weight, she once again tells me I have to leave. I ask why, a very reasonable question, but she looks at me with that, "Is that really the story you're going with?" disappointed mom face. I'm very familiar with that face. There's no way you're 21, and I'm not having a kid in here while I work the bar. At this point, I've reached my tipping point. I'm pretty easily overwhelmed, and honestly, it was a miracle I lasted that long. I start crying. My words are strained and garbled by sharp breaths and little sobs. I'm stuttering to the point where I might as well have been speaking Morse code when I finally manage to choke out, "I'm just trying to do my job." I don't know how much of that sentence was actually intelligible when I said it. I suppose it was enough, because she looked at me with those eyes of pure, oh crap. Her talon grip loosened, and for the first time, she noticed what I was wearing. A blue shirt with my work's logo, staff, written in big block letters on the back, along with a name tag with the name of my work on it. Unlike some people's stories, mine had a pretty okay ending. The second she realized her mistake, not only did she apologize profusely, but she helped me calm down from the hysterics I'd thrown myself into. Afterwards, she was very nice and quick to help me. If my hands were full and I couldn't get the door open,
"One sec, baby girl, I'll get that door for you."
The whole rest of the night, if I needed anything at all, or even just looked like I did, she was there immediately.
"What do you need, baby girl?"
I really like this story. Honestly, both people were just trying to do their jobs and an honest mistake was made. It happens. At least the jerk that made the mistake understands that it was a mistake and went out of their way to try and make the other person comfortable again. That's how it should go 99% of the time. Unfortunately, a lot of the times it only ends up escalating, and people don't like to admit when they're wrong. When you can admit you were a jerk unfairly, everything goes a lot smoother, and you get much more wholesome interactions like what we had here. Karen seems to think that general rules don't apply to her, so I pretend to be crazy to scare the ever-loving crap out of her. I'm an older woman who ran out of craps to give a long time ago. I'm sarcastic, and I'm not a stranger to foul language. 14-year Navy vet, so I cuss like a sailor. After a couple weeks of not leaving my house and needing some groceries, I threw on an old baseball cap since I hadn't fixed my hair up for a while and ventured to my closest Costco. I donned my gloves and mask and sallied forth. Being early, the line to enter was short, and I was able to get in, grab the stuff I needed, and get in line to check out. However, the line to check out was not short. The store had established two lines approaching the checkout tills. An employee would direct you to the next till open when you'd reach the front of the store. The end of the lines, however, stretched back all the way to the back of the store. I got in line and everyone was being very nice and keeping the prescribed distance apart, and were behaving in a civil manner. We chatted with each other and talked about the quarantine. But, of course, there's always that one person who just has to try to display dominance by walking all over everyone else. This one person in this case was a Karen. There were only about three people in front of me before reaching the front where an employee would direct us to the cashier. Karen came along, looked back towards the beginning of the line, sighed dramatically, and pushed her giant Costco cart right in front of the woman before me, making her next in line. The lady in front of me pointed out to her that the line started in the back of the store. Karen ignored her completely. A couple of others in line also called out to her that the line was back there. Karen continued to ignore them. Finally, the employee directing traffic came over and told her that she'd have to move to the back of the line. Karen finally spoke.
"I spend a lot of money here."
Like, we all spend a lot of money at Costco.
"And I'm in a hurry. What's one more in front of them anyway? They've already waited this long. They can wait a few more minutes."
I just watched this go down. And soon the employee was arguing with her, and I decided that it was time to let my crazy flag fly. I'm no shrinking violet, and I don't embarrass so easily. So I thought, why not? I walked up next to the lady and just stared at her. I didn't say anything until she looked at me and said,
"Step back. You're too close."
I looked at her and loudly said, "Do you like my shoes?" Karen, bless her little heart, looked a little shocked. Before she could say anything, I struck again.
"I like my shoes. Do you like my shoes?"
I then did what my sons tell me is my creepy laugh. Karen's eyes got a little wide and I heard some snickers from some of the others in line. I then said,
"Can I go home with you and look at your shoes?"
At this, the employee once again said,
"Ma'am, please go to the back of the line."
Crazy won the day, and the Karen left the line without saying a word to me, and headed towards the back. By now, some of the others were laughing, and some looked genuinely worried about the crazy lady in line with them. I just went back to my cart and said, "Well, sometimes you just have to fight idiots with crazy." Everyone seemed to relax, and a couple of us chatted for the few minutes it took for us to reach the front of the line. I will admit, most of the people who were in line with me who heard the altercation were looking at me funny. But hey, it's not like they could even recognize me with the ball cap and mask. Jeez, I love freaking people out. Being old has its perks. I can't say that would have been my go-to tactic, but hey, I guess it works. You really just threw this Karen a curveball. It was a situation that she just didn't know how to deal with anymore. She couldn't get through it by just continuing to be her Karen self.
You kind of gave her no other option but to walk away, or try to match you for that level of crazy. And you clearly were bringing your A-game today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. They both come in giftable boxes with savings up to $46 and free shipping for a limited time. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
Entitled Mom lets her kid crap all over my store. So I ban her from the store and inadvertently ended up ruining her life. So this story is from quite a while ago, in one of those endangered white rhinos of the retail world, a chain video store. My chain store had a lot of management turnover, as well as franchise turnover, meaning we were passed between a couple of franchise groups before landing somewhere in limbo. This, along with the fact that all of the employees knew the management login and password, meant that we had more power than we should have, and little to no threat of firing or legal repercussions. I remember a kid lifting and selling a bunch of new releases of Lord of the Rings 1 before its official release date. Now, being a family place, the second biggest national chain, and being the store with the biggest selection in an area of upper middle class suburbs and towns, we had a lot of issues with entitled moms and kids, but this one was one of my favorites. There were two of us manning the counter, so I stepped out and started asking customers if they needed help finding anything. There was a mother with four kids, the youngest being a toddler in diapers, wandering around the video game section. I asked if they needed any help, and was given something of a harumph or a sigh in response. Lacking a proper translation for frumpy groan, I simply said I was around and if they needed help to just holler. I noticed the kid was tugging on his diapers and doing a duck walk, but being 20 and not experienced with kids, I wasn't aware just what that signified. Note that she never asked to use the restroom, or indicated that there was an issue. I did the rest of my rounds and returned to the video game aisle, where I noticed what looked like a trail of chocolate-covered raisins leading to the toddler. Thinking the little devil had helped himself to our treats, I looked for the box, only to see another round one drop from the groin goblin's leg. I was a bit shocked with that, but then he started pulling at his diaper, dropping more and more, while mom is ignoring his whimpers and waiting in line. I walk up behind her, poke her shoulder, and ask if she'd like some rags, a bag, and cleaner to take care of her little crap monster. And she replies that it isn't her job. And isn't that what we're getting paid for? Now she's three spots back in line, so I tell her that I can help her out on my register. I scan her card and promptly note on her account that her kid had pooped all over the floor, and that their account was permanently disabled. I told her that the system wasn't taking that card, and asked if there was another account for her family. There was one for their teen and one for the husband. I got the phone number and looked up the other accounts, repeating the same note to all of them, and using the manager code to mark all of their quite substantial late fees as to be sent to collections. I then smiled and cut up the card in front of her, and told her that since she can't respect the store or the employees, and since she's unable to control her children and refused to clean up after them, that her accounts were locked and that she was banned. She tried to use the other accounts, but I told her they were irreparably locked as well, and that their household was flagged so they couldn't get any new cards. She flew off the handle, screaming and shouting, yelling that cleaning the floors there wasn't her job. It is when your little hellion decides to crap all over it. She said that she'd call the manager, owner, or corporate and report me.
I told her to go ahead, and that nothing would happen to us. She grabbed her kid, who was still dropping nuggets, and screamed for the rest of her brood, loading them into the van and peeling out of the parking lot with her middle finger raised. She called back that night asking for a manager, and I had a really fun time pretending to be Chuck, the district manager, not a real person. I told her she and her family were banned from any stores in the district, and that we would be pressing charges if her or any of her family tried to open up a new account. I ended up having to clean up the poop, which sucked. So I called up the other video store in the town and let them know what had happened, or that they were habitual shoplifters. I can't remember. But they ended up banned from there as well. They tried coming in and renting a few times, even trying to set up new accounts, but each time they were flagged, both because of the incident and their late fees, which I guess they couldn't pay off now that the account was locked and they were sent to collections for them. But I have no sympathy for them. They ended up getting sent to collections and having a lot of issues due to that, and tried to call and write the store to make impotent legal threats. But I had made sure to put notes up on the desk in the system. They came into another job I was working a year or two later and started yelling at me, asking why I ruined their lives. I told them the truth. It was because their actions in the video store were reprehensible, and that we didn't need customers like that. I also said that if they had returned their videos on time, they wouldn't have had fees, and then they wouldn't have gone to collections. I suggested they perhaps learn from this experience, and readdress how they treat retail employees. This just further enraged them. The husband was right in my face. They were asked to leave and banned from there as well. Seriously though, if she would have even apologized, I would have let it go. But having to clean up her kid's poop and deal with her attitude, that, in my mind at least, justified the repercussions. Come on, like, that's disgusting. You gotta know that you're responsible for that. The employees don't sign up to clean up poop off the floor. Like, no embarrassment or remorse from this mom whatsoever. Honestly, I just feel bad for the kids. She's got four of these things, and apparently she's not willing to pay attention. They're the ones that really have it rough long term. I would have done exactly what our original poster did here, though, which is do everything in my power to make sure I never have to deal with you again, and maybe inconvenience you a little bit along the way, too. As for the whole collection agency stuff, I mean, that's on them. You had some late fees. You should have paid them. Or at least returned the stuff on time to begin with and avoid the fees. You can't blame anyone but yourself there. Sorry. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories. Or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, give Am I the Genius a shot. Everything linked in the description.